الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اذا تغوت الرجلان فليتوارى كل واحد منهما عن صاحبه ولا يتحدثا فان الله يمكث على ذلك قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اذا تغوت الرجلان فليتوارى كل واحد منهما عن صاحبه ولا يتحدثا فان الله يمكث على ذلك رواه احمد صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن وعلى ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين دروش پڑھ لیں Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Just to continue on the same subject, same topic that was touched on last week regarding the adab, the etiquettes of istinja, through the light of the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith which I just read to you, the narrator of this hadith is Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an. And in the hadith, the principal adab of istinja is mentioned in this hadith. The principal adab, the main etiquette, the main adab that one has to maintain, which is farz in istinja, is mentioned in this one hadith. But before we go into the description of hadith, I find it very important that, and also very educational, if I was to give you a brief account regarding the lofty status of Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala. These were great companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to really understand the hadith, we must also have some understanding of the narrators, especially the companions, Ashabi Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an Ansari Sahabi from Medina Munawwara. And he was also the khadim of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, every companion, every sahabi was the khadim of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even in the musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he himself says, and even Allama ibn al-Asir has mentioned, that I have had the privilege to stay side by side to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in at least 17 ghazawats, 17 expeditions, jihad, 17 times I was on the side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A great sahabi, a great khadim of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was also once selected as an amir of Madinatul Munawwara, and he died at the age of 94. At the age of 94. And the lofty status regarding Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, ulama say that he was one companion who had witnessed many miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even in the musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself says that one day I felt critically ill. I was so sick that people came to me to visit me thinking that I am on my deathbed and the time of expiry has come. we won't see Hazrat Jabir anymore. Everyone came to visit me. And even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard of that, how critically ill I was. And Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to do iyadat. And he says that I was unconscious at that time and even out of my senses. I was so weak. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he said to the family members that I want a bowl of water. And a bowl of water was given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when I say Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you can say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are shy in saying subhanallah. But at least you must say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. And Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wuzu in that bowl of water, making sure that everything, all the water that dropped from the body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back into that bowl. And after wuzu, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the family members that I want you to sprinkle this water on the entire body of Jabir bin Abdullah. Subhanallah bolde. Subhanallah. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made wuzu and water is collected in that bowl. And Huzur is saying, I want the family members to sprinkle the water over the entire body of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala who says that the minute that single drop of water touched my skin, I was instantly cured. Instantly cured, on the spot. He says, I could feel the weakness coming out from me. And as if though I was receiving extra energy and strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he stood up on the spot in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the very first miracle which he witnessed. And he was the subject of that miracle, Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. A great companion. He also once came to the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was standing outside the door. They didn't have doors at that time, just a curtain that was meant to be the entrance of the hujra of the room of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he seek permission to come in. And Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Man za? Who is it? Who? Who is it? A lot of people say that Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Alimul Ghaib. What do they say? Alimul Ghaib. He knows the unseen. My respected brothers, that is not elevating the status of Rasulullah. That is disrespecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, you want to elevate the status of Rasulullah. And if you want to, and if you disrespect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is left? Alimul Ghaib is only Allah. Bole mere azizo, Alimul Ghaib is only, and that is respect given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he knew it was Jabir bin Abdullah, what is the meaning of manza? Who is it? And Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, manza. And for some reason, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala said, Ana, it's me, Ya Rasulullah. What do you say? It's me. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Manza, who is it? And he said, Ana, it's me, Ya Rasulullah. He was a khadim, very young sahabi. He was an ansari sahabi. And Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slightly got angry then and said, Ana, Ana, Ana? What do you mean, Ana, Ana, Ana? Me. Is that how you seek permission to enter someone's home? And he understood straight away. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was naraz. And he said, it's me, Ya Rasulullah, Jabir bin Abdullah. Subhanallah, great incidents have taken place, especially with Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala. And one hadith especially, which is also mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, and it is totally relevant to the topic and subject today, the etiquettes of istinja. He says that one day I was with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accompanying him. We were walking on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, and in a wadi. Wadi is a valley, empty space in between two mountains, empty space. And I was with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that position, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped, and he said to me, O Jabir, I have the desire to relieve myself. Yani istinja ka taqaza. And Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew that Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very careful, very meticulous in selecting the right position, the right area to sit and make istinja. Very, very careful. Parda was farz for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked around and he said, Ya Rasulullah, there is nothing here that could shield you, that will give you concealment, that will give you parda, Ya Rasulullah, what to do? And Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked straight ahead in the front direction, and Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw two trees right at the edge of the wadi. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam went in the direction of the two trees there. And Hazrat Jabir was behind him. And when he got to the two trees right at the end of the wadi, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the tree. And Hazrat Jabir says that I am wondering that what next Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do here. Because he knew straight away the position wasn't right of the tree. It was difficult for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sit in that area, because parda wasn't there. And there was one branch sticking out from that tree, pointing towards, coming in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got hold of one of its branch and said to that branch that by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want you to follow me, and follow me, and where I stop you, I want you to stop. Like how a father holds the child's hand and the child is following the father. Or like the owner of a camel, and the camel will follow exactly the owner. Wherever the owner goes, the camel will go that way. And he, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is holding that one branch and saying that you have to follow me. And Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala is looking. Solid tree, strongly rooted in the ground. Proper tree, one tree in front and another tree behind that first tree. And a branch is there, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is holding that one branch. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I saw with my very eyes that the earth split open, and like how, subhanallah, someone is dying to meet someone, like how someone is dying to meet someone after a long time, the tree comes out, deroots itself, and subhanallah, splitting the earth, it is actually following Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And following Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second tree that was behind, even the second tree is following the first tree. Subhanallah, to bole. We don't have the yakin on all this. We just have yakin on the internet. Internet. Subhanallah. When it comes to technology, oh, we will believe anything, you know. Technology, we will believe anything. The missile, by the help of satellites, it can aim, it's got a target, pinpoint, even if there's a pin here, it will aim at that pin. You can see what happened to Sudan, huh? It was aimed at the pharmaceutical chemist there, and people were living, civilians were living in that area. But no, it came directly in the right condition. That is technology. That is not technology, my respected brothers. This is real technology. Making ittiba of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the greatest technology. Making ittiba of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest technology, technology which will take you straight in Jannat. Straight into Jannat. And the second tree is there following the first tree. And Hazrat Jabir says that the trees followed Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right in the front of the wadi. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stationed in one area. And that is where the tree stopped with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the two trees combined to each other, giving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just the right parda. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat in that position and made istinja. This was parda maintained by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Being curious, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I have noticed one thing, that every time you go to relieve yourself, we don't see anything in that area where you sat, except for fragrance coming out from that area, emitting from that area. So Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa and said to her, O Aisha, don't you know that Allah has commanded the earth to swallow everything that is excreted from the bodies of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam? You can't see nothing. No eyes can see anything. Anything that comes out from the body of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam is park. It's totally park, pure, park, and so far that there is nothing more park than that. Hatta ki even the urine of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, especially Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was park. Everything that came out, the fuzulat, subhanallah, fuzulat is not the right word, fuzulat is for normal people. Everything that was inside the body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was park. And even more, intriguing story occurred with Hazrat Usama bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala. He says that I was with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accompanying him in a journey, and in an open space it was only me and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the desire for the call of nature. And Hazrat Usama bin Zaid says that I knew. The companions were well acquainted of the nature of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have to order them all the time, I want that for me, do this for me, get that for me. No. They knew Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so well that every harkat, every posture, every time he stopped, Sahaba knew exactly what was the desire of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Usama bin Zaid at that time said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, again there is nothing here that will cover you up, that will give you the right parda, except for some scattered palm trees. And even those palm trees were not fully grown, small palm trees. Palm trees and a few stones here and there. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing in that position. And Usama bin Zaid is wondering that what to do now. And straight away, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Usama bin Zaid, Usama, go to all the scattered palm trees here and give them my message that come to the aid of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Come to the aid of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam saw two big stones in front. And he pointed out to Usama bin Zaid, Usama, even tell those two stones that are there, big stones, give them my message that come to the aid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Usama bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala did exactly what he was ordered for. And he went to every single scattered palm tree and he said and gave them the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Usama bin Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, like soldiers marching to fulfill the command of the superior one. Every single palm tree is marching towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, even the two stones were running in the direction of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing there, and all the palm trees again glued themselves together, giving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the right parda, the right concealment. And even the two stones got on top of each other, giving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maximum parda. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat there and he made himself farig from istinja. This was the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the etiquettes we learn of istinja. Subhanallah, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator of this hadith. He says that إِذَا تَغَوَّتَ الرَّجُلَانِ فَلْيَتَوَارَى كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا. That when two people intend to go for the call of nature, then the first adab, the most important adab, is to make sure that none of their body parts are exposed to each other. None of the body parts are exposed. Like I said to you last week, that in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were not attached bathrooms or toilets. It was open space. Areas were designated for men and women. And a lot of the times when they had to go for the call of nature, someone was already there and they would meet each other. But Ashabi Kiram made amal on this hadith in such a way, my respected brothers, that some of them went out miles away from Medina Munawwara just to make istinja, just to make sure that this one hadith is fulfilled. فَلْيَتَوَارَى كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا. And they sat in such a way, Subhanallah al-Azim, that even if someone was to pass by accidentally, nothing was exposed. And it is a shame really, my brothers. I remember when I was in Pakistan in 93, in some of the areas, even the toilets that were designed were in such a way that even if you had to go in that toilet, you would see the private part of that person there. Allahu Akbar. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we won't talk about India. We won't talk about India. My advice to you is never try or even think of, you know, going for a dip in the Indian Ocean there. Subhanallah. They take pleasure in sitting there near the seaside, talking with each other, and subhanallah, making istinja. No shame, no haya. Allahu Akbar. And this hadith, alhamdulillah, in the modern day today is well maintained. Why? Because in our homes we have a separate accommodation, and all we have to do is lock the door and parda is there. But the problem is when we have to use the public toilets. The public toilets. And there are two types of public toilets. The first one is which I personally describe as the fast track toilets. What is it? The fast track toilets. That is the first, and that is the topic today. If you go to Heathrow Airport, if you go to town or anywhere, there are two types of toilets. One, you have your own chamber, you can lock the door, sit there, and you can do what you have to do. That is meant to be for big istinja. But I'm not talking about big istinja. I am talking about the fast track toilets, where you simply come casually with a briefcase or something, and you haven't got time. And there you are standing up and you have a urine basin there. And subhanallah, you unzip the zip and you carry on. And unfortunately, really, it's a shame. But a lot of the Muslims are also in that habit of urinating in that standing up position. Without any remorse, without Allahu Akbar, any feeling, without even taking the slightest of consideration of the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will stand up and urinate. Allahu Akbar. And how is that jais? How is that jais? Allahu Akbar Kabira. That is totally haram to stand up and urinate. Especially in the fast track toilets. That is totally haram. Why? Because that basin is designed in such a way that even when you stand up to urinate, 100%, my respected brothers, the qatarat of peshab will splash back onto you on the clothes. And that will make you napak. 100%. And point number two, parda is never maintained. You see people there standing up and urinating. And subhanallah al-azim, also if you were to look on your right hand side, and if you're looking, if your gazes are just straight, it's fine. But if your eyes dip down, then subhanallah, you will see the private part of that person who is next door to you. And these people are shameless people, my respected brothers and elders. How much are we going to follow and imitate the kuffar? Huh? And I have here a news article, and I was really wondering, it's been 2-3 years I was wondering that a time will come when we will be so advanced and modern that we will have unisex toilets. And I was thinking about that 2-3 years ago. I said, no, at least we have a bit of haya, that we have separate areas for men and women. If you want to go to the toilet, men go here and women go here. If you want to change your clothes, men here and women on this side. But now, reading the newspaper, I found that they want to have unisex toilets. Unisex toilets. And it says here, the future. What does it say? The future. This is our future, my brothers. The future. Alhamdulillah. People do complain about our wuzu khana. But take it in, inshallah. We'll sort that out. But what about this toilet? What about this toilet? Khalifa. This is the future toilet, my brothers. And when the ulama come from Hindustan and Pakistan, believe me, you'll hear fatwas from them. And they'll say to you, it's haram to use public toilets. What will they say? It's haram to use public toilets. And what can they do? If this is the future, can you see this? Unisex toilets. What do they say? As a subject. Unisex toilets. And very casually. They want to modernize everything. Everything should be modernized. There a man is sitting comfortably on the seat of the toilet, and a lady next to this young man, looking at her face, putting on cosmetics in the toilet. Allahu Akbar Kabir. And we are following them, my brothers. We are following them. We do the same. We stand up and urinate, which is haram. Totally haram. What we don't realize is that, subhanallah, the punishment in the grave is connected to the qatarat of peshab. The punishment of the grave is linked and connected to the qatarat of peshab. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, istanzihu min al-bawl. Istanzihu min al-bawl. Be extra careful in urination, in making peshab. Min al-bawl, in peshab. فَإِنَّ عَامَّةَ عَذَابَ الْقَبْرِ مِنْهُ. The very basic azab that is found in the qabr is linked with the qatarat of peshab. Qatarat of peshab. And that one drop of urine, my respected brothers and elders, one day, the penalty for that we might have to pay in the grave. It is so important. Even in our own homes, my brothers, and even for the mothers and sisters listening at home, that we don't have that squatting toilet that we have in the masjid here, and we have seats, the conventional toilets, and we sit on that and urinate. But we don't realize that the qatarat even touch us. The easiest way is to, if you want to make istinja in that toilet, what you do is take out tissue paper and put the tissue paper inside first. Put the tissue paper inside first and then make istinja. Make sure, subhanAllah, keep yourself clean and pure because you've got your clothes on. Even if peshab was to touch you, you won't realize that because it's not touching you directly on the skin. It will touch your clothes. You won't know that. And you will feel, oh, alhamdulillah, I'm clean and I'm pak. And you're not. We have to be extra careful. Never stand up and urinate. This is the style of the fusaq and the fujar. Fusaq and fujar. Never stand up and urinate. It is haram, it is not jais. Subhanallah, how can it be jais? How can it be jais? And the second second etiquette here gives a fatwa on it that it is not jais. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَلَا يَتَحَدَّثَا. And when you are making istinja, big istinja or small istinja, don't converse with anyone. Don't talk with anyone. From this hadith we even learn that a lot of the people, I don't know, I'm not saying Muslims, but they have this habit. When they go in the toilet, they take newspapers, magazines, cigarettes, and God knows what. They take all sorts of things. And they want to get away from dunya and confine themselves into one napak area. Subhanallah al-Azim. What's the problem? I don't know. Especially cigarettes. Unfortunately, Allahu Akbar, what is happening? And I have heard from the mouths of some people that Maulana, cigarette ni pim to istinja bhi nahi hai. Honestly, you think it might be a joke. I'm not joking, I've got the hadith, the words of Rasulullah here, we are sitting in the masjid. The words are even more explicit, which I don't want to say it here, that istinja ni nikre, cigarette pim toj madhu thai. Cigarette nahi pim to kahi nahi thai. Chai bhi nahi jate. Brother, let me do the talking here. Allahu Akbar kabir. There's a possibility, yeah? Chai bhi. Pata nahi kaisi kaisi aadat. Some people have the habit, straight after food, they need a cigarette. Straight after food. They say, digests everything properly. They need magazine, how can you sit in that napak area, the home of shayateen? That is why we have to make dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wa al-khaba'ith. What is khubus and khaba'ith? Jinnat, shayateen, that are there, occupying the toilets. And subhanallah al-azim, wala yatahaddasa means don't even communicate, don't converse with anyone. And then you are in that fast-track toilet, when you are standing up, how many people talk to each other? People talk to each other, it's casual. Some people don't even wash their hands. Allahu Akbar, if you need to make small istinja, take a small bottle. Take a small bottle of tissue paper, go in the toilet, make peshab, use water, use the tissue paper. Because istibra is very, very important. Istibra is very, very important. What is istibra? Istibra is part of istinja. Istibra means to aggressively make sure that urination has been discharged from the private part. Aggressively make sure that every qatarat of peshab has been discharged from the private part. That is istibra. And how can you do istibra when you are standing up and urinating in front of the public without any parda, without any shame, without any haya? Allahu Akbar, this is haram. And this is no hujjah, this is no dalil that, oh, we go to some of our Muslim countries and we see the toilets there. If you see the toilets, is that proof that that is jais? I can show you alcohol in Muslim countries. Khinzir. Khinzir are there. In Muslim countries, khinzir, zina, everything is there. SubhanAllah. Every law is broken today in a Muslim country. Every law. Every law. Everybody wants to come in a European country and settle here because they can't find the right Islam in their own countries. It's all money. Money talks. Allahu Akbar. We are here, my respected brothers and elders. We have to respect the Queen. We have to respect the queen. In a sense, we have to respect the law here. Alhamdulillah, we have this freedom. I don't want to go away from my topic. But in the hadith, in the sahih of Bukhari and Muslim, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he passed by from two graves and he saw that the two members of that grave were being tortured and punished. Being punished, tortured. He could see the fire in the grave. And he said that he also gave a reason. And one of the person who was getting punished was because he never took any precautionary measure in the qatarat of peshab. He never took any precautionary measure in the qatarat of peshab. He would stand up and do peshab. If he did peshab, he wasn't bothered if the urine drops touched him on the leg or on his clothes. Allahu Akbar. And it was for that reason he was being punished. So my respected brothers and elders, Allahu Akbar, the first adab is to make sure we have parda. And we have parda in our own homes, but the problem is when we have to use the public toilets, we should never ever stand up and urinate. That is haram. The second etiquette here, the adab is never converse when you are in that position. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. One brother is critically ill, inshallah, just make dua for him. Allah give him shifa. Shifa'i kamila ajila nasiba. Dua kamila. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil musaleen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Allahumma shfina, Allahumma shfi marzana. اللهم اشفنا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشفنا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من رزاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله جو لوگ یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں يا الله اس لیے بیٹھے ہیں يا الله کہ تیری ذات راضی ہو جائے يا الله اللہ اور اللہ کے رسول کے کلمات کو سننے کے لیے بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں يا الله اس بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما اس بولنے کو یا اللہ تو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ اس مجلس میں جو لوگ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں گھروں میں مستورات جو سن یا اللہ ان کو جو پریشانی ہو ان کی پریشانی کو تو دور فرما یا اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو تو دور فرما یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ جو غلطی یا اللہ اس کو تو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ عذاب قبر سے تو بچا یا اللہ عذاب قبر سے تو بچا یا اللہ موت کے وقت یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما موت کے وقت تو ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں پر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین